The life of Mary Virginia Merrick, born on November the 2nd, 1866, was destined to be a blessed and happy life. She was the second of eight children to couple Richard and Nanny Merrick. It was at the young age of 12 that Mary received the first Holy Communion and pledged to serve our Lord in the poor. Since she was little, Mary felt the need to help those most in need, something she learned from her own mother, with whom she went to the assistance centers near her home. Educated Catholic, Mary also began to feel a growing desire to become a nun. But a terrible fall when she was just 10 years old left her bedridden. In 1880, Mary Virginia experienced a life-changing event. She fell from the treehouse that she and her brother and sisters played in at Linwood and injured her spine. At first, she could not walk and was in terrible pain. Over time, she lost the ability even to sit up and wore a painful metal back brace that resembled a suit of armor for the rest of her life. After a while, she was able to move, but nothing would be the same again. She needed to remain reclined in a wheelchair for the rest of her life. Far from giving up, Mary did not forget her desire to help others following the example of Jesus. She began sewing clothes for poor children and encouraged other girls to do the same. She also organized baskets to give to the babies of mothers in need at Christmas time to celebrate the birth of Jesus in this very supportive way. On the verge of turning 18, Mary suffered a new and hard blow with the sudden disappearance of her parents in a short period of time. But Mary continued without giving up, focused on something that she had long wanted to materialize, the creation of an organization to help children in need. This is how the Christ Child Society was born. Mary Virginia founded the Christ Child Society in 1887. Her motto was, "Nothing is ever too much to do for a child." Early members made clothes for needy children, established a home for abandoned children, created a summer camp, and developed classes for children with special needs. Mary saw Christ in all children, especially the most helpless, and she wanted to help them in the best way possible. Her work expanded through a network of visitors to providing clothing and performing home visits for poor children. Mary Virginia's particular devotion to the Christ Child centered her work and that of a fledgling organization, but it also helped her. Because of her injuries, she lived in constant pain for the rest of her life. But by focusing herself on the Christ Child, Mary Virginia understood that she was not alone in her suffering. In addition to basic help to children and their families, there was a library, and music classes were organized for children, while courses were opened for their mothers to teach them the basic aspects of motherhood. English classes were also organized for immigrant mothers and meetings to transmit the Word of God and the message of Jesus as a guide for the most helpless. Her project began to grow. Many volunteers wanted to help Mary, and within a few years, other houses had opened in Washington, D.C., and other cities in the United States. For decades, Mary Virginia Merrick endured the terrible pain that never left her with exemplary serenity. She did not allow herself to complain about her own problems, and she became a social welfare leader that everyone wanted to help and collaborate with. Throughout her life, Mary received many awards and recognitions for her care work, although her greatest reward was the existence of the Christ Child Society, which survived after her death and remains active today. Other organizations recognized her commitment and service to children. She was awarded many honors for her work and the programs of the society. Her spirituality and love of the Christ Child were an inspiration to others and led to the growth of the society into a national organization. In the middle of the 20th century, her health began to deteriorate so much that Mary had to accept that she could no longer continue working so intensely, and she retired from the front line, although she continued to be linked to the Christ Child Society for the rest of her life, which would end shortly after. On January the 10th, 1955, she died due to a cerebral hemorrhage, and in 2003, Mary Virginia Merrick was declared a servant of God, the initial step in the process of beatification and canonization. Servant of God, Mary Virginia Merrick, pray for us.